Oh, okay. I don't know that well enough. Yeah.
I don't know the Lord of the Rings theme song. The moment you hear it, you know it. I mean, maybe the Oons version, but...
Maybe that's new to me. I think I know the bad one more.
The bad one.
Like, whenever he's, like, tempted by the ring. Or I think it might even be Smeagol's theme.
I vaguely go, like, I'm not going to be able to do it. Actually vocalize. I feel like I'd know it if I heard. Very violin-y, very oonsy,
yeah.
Whimsical at the same time, but evil whimsical.
Yeah, if I was a wrestler, even if I was that guy, I wouldn't want to come out to that.
No, it's not like a manly kind of exit or anything like that. Like, you know, here comes the destroyer. Really isn't energizing the crowd at all. I mean, I want them to boo me right now. They're kind of afraid. Pooping themselves, going to sleep. A lot of different emotions that aren't booing me. That aren't getting me heat.
Can I pick a different song? Fine. Here's Angelica's theme song from Rugrats.
Did she have a theme?
I feel like almost all the characters had something when they came in. Like, even if it was just for a couple of seconds.
Oh,
maybe Tommy didn't, because it was always going on at his house. I feel like Grandpa always had kind of like a weird military thing for like a little, like a soft military, like.
Like a stinger kind of thing?
Kind of, okay. Yeah.
Alright. Well, I'll have to look that up. It's not popping up right for me, but while I get that up, Mets brother in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Final games tonight?
Well, for the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the... I don't know what they call it, because if they win this, they go to the National League.
Divisional title, I believe.
I mean, they still have to... Even if they win tonight, they still have to play somebody else for the National, League.
Yeah.
Championship.
It's the divisional round.
And then it would go to the World Series. This is just like the guy they play before whoever wins the other match, who I don't know who that is.
It's the Cubs. Whoever wins up against the Cubs.
That's pretty sweet. I'd like to root for the Cubs just because they haven't won since like 19, or like over 100 years.
Yeah, it's like 1909 or something like that.
Against the Mets, fuck them.
Isn't this also the... Now you'll have to correct me on this. I haven't seen the movie, but isn't this also the year that Back to the Future predicted the Cubs would win the World Series too? That'd be pretty crazy.
Which has to be pretty sad, because I'm sure a lot of Cubs fans watching that in like 1987 are like, oh, surely we'll win a World Series before that.
That can't be true.
That's 30 years from now.
There's no way we'll suck all the way until then. I'm sure that this train gets back up and running any day now. Sorry, gentlemen. Are you going to watch it?
Yeah, I'll try and catch it, at least in the background. I've seen every game of the playoffs so far, so.
How are you feeling confident about the Mets?
It's not great. They're going home. And they didn't... The Dodgers have this, I think his name's Clay Kershaw, this excellent pitcher, that's hard for them. Like, the night that the Mets, it was like, 13-7... was not the night he was pitching. That was Tuesday night, and that was like 3-1, I think, was the final score, and the Mets lost. So it's like,
Oh no!
So hopefully he's convicted of, like, touching kids.
Pedophilia in the next, like, 20 minutes.
I'm not saying he has to touch the kid in front of people, but he might have to make sure it's an immediate suspension.
Immediate, like, you can't play this game.
Yeah, it can't be like the Bill Cosby buildup where... somebody just mentions it, and, like, weeks later, a reporter reports on it. I need him out tonight.
So it's you and, like, a little suspenders with a beanie, like, hey there, Mr. Pitcher, don't touch me. They're like, this doesn't count. You're clearly a grown-ass man. If anything, we should be arresting you.
You're taller than him.
No, I'm not. I'm going to bend over to pick up this whoopee pie. Other things kids say. Whoopee pie. Let's see, Rugrats, Angelica, nude. What?
Just like immediately, like knock on the door. Please. It's a cartoon character. I meant the high school. Nah, she still wouldn't have been.
Yeah, I meant Rugrats all grown up when they were 13-ish.
Technically, I'd be younger than Angelica should be, so aren't I okay?
Yeah, all the way through this, Angelica was an older character than me, and hasn't she grown up with us? No, the show's been off the air for like 10 years. Oh no.
She's not out there spitting out kids, but if she did, I bet she'd have a daughter named Cynthia.
That would be pretty fitting. I had heard... don't know if you remember the show Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah, I don't know how I ended up on there. I was like looking up Dana Carvey on Wikipedia, and he, I guess, did an appearance. And I was just looking up some of the random cameos on it, and I was like, holy shit, there were a lot of random people showed up on this show over the years.
I think it's still running.
Oh, really?
I heard it's still running, and like they've just had to continue to add like plots into things to essentially like keep it going. So eventually it came out, like, I think the fairies themselves have had a kid that's also Timmy's fairy, but like Timmy himself's also like an 80-year-old guy who wished to be a kid.
Oh, wow.
Who could have, like, it really made it like weird and depressing and kind of weird, sad at the point.
Dana Carvey played Cosmo's slimy twin brother Schnazzo. He's just got this giant hook nose. But besides that, he looks just like Cosmo. I was like, ugh, I can't believe I never heard about this.
Schnazzo?
Christopher must have bailed on the show before this happened.
Oh, God. If I could find
Schnazmo?
This
Schnazmo? I don't know. It's S-C-H-N and then Osmo.
Oz.
Oh, I saw him. He's definitely out there on Google.
Schnazmo.
C-S-S-C-H.
Oh, we'll see if this pops anything up. Schnazmo. Oh, yeah.
Looks like Steve Carell with a wig. It looks like Steve Carell with green hair, kind of.
I mean, if you dyed your hair green, if we got that Joker costume for you again.
Look at it. It's he's definitely got a wiener nose.
That's you. I mean, you spray that hair black, make the eyes a little darker.
What an obscure Halloween costume would be.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you're the Fairly Odd Parent. No, I'm the Fairly Odd Parent's twin brother, Schnazzo. The evil Schnazzo.
I still can't get the name right. Schnazzo?
Schnazmo, I imagine, because he's Cosmo's brother. Yeah. Schnazmo.
A lot of hard work went into that. I looked it up. It's become a very large, expanded universe for Fairly Odd Parents.
If it's still running, that show was on, it must be running like about 10 years now at this point.
Maybe I always remember liking it. It was like one of that and SpongeBob were probably like the two kids' cartoons you watched. I was like, this isn't bad.
It wasn't a bad show. I was never like a crazy huge fan of it. I never
Mikey
remember.
Wild Thornberries is on. Turn that shit off.
Yeah, I'm kicking the television. Like, it's the same channel.
It's the same. And it's
they're both Nicktoons.
You know the bullshit adventure? Some pseudo like Native American reference in the background, even though she's clearly white.
No one will find out about her stupid ass secret until the movie comes out. Like, what if it is this week? The movie's not for another 4 months, but what if it's this week?
What was the secret?
She could talk to animals, but she couldn't tell anybody that she could, or she'd lose the power for some reason.
I thought she always had the...
No.
Well, what was the secret? How she got the powers?
No, the secret, like, she didn't have the power. She was, like, on a safari, and she rescued, like, some pig that had its foot stuck, and it turned out to be, like, a tribal shaman. And he gifted her the ability to talk to animals, but the caveat was she couldn't tell anybody she had the secret, or she'd lose it.
But in the show, she always had it, right?
No, and the show, the first episode is her getting the power. Because she doesn't find the monkey at all.
Really going to argue with me over this? Well, no, so she had it based,
I'm not saying she
since
was born
the first
with
episode,
it.
She had the powers.
I'm not like, I'm, yeah.
I said so, the whole show.
Okay, yeah. No, I thought you were saying like from birth she
no,
had the power.
I don't.
I was like, no, you're crazy.
She, her origin story was the first episode, yeah.
Yeah, no, she gets it in the
well,
first
what was the
episode.
Secret in the movie then?
That's the same secret. She in the movie, her secret gets revealed. Someone, her sister finds out and she loses the power.
Oh, good.
Again, for some reason, I don't understand why that would be a caveat in this. Like, I'm a mystical shaman, you turned out to be a nice person, here's the ability to talk to animals, but if you tell it to anybody, I'll take it away from
I'll
you.
I'll take your ability away to help animals?
Yeah, it's like, what a shitty attitude to have.
Couldn't you be like, if you use this to make money, or God forbid, a animal porno, I'm definitely taking the powers away.
Yeah, like something like, if you use this to exploit your own gains or something like that. Like 100 Deeds of Eddie McDowell.
I talked this zebra into a foursome. He's like, alright, give me those powers. Yeah,
taking that. Not like, oh, my sister accidentally saw me talking to a squirrel or something like that. And you stole my cool-ass power away.
What was the deeds of... He was a dog, he had new...
100 Deeds of Eddie McDowell. He was like a shitty guy... Who I think dies. I think that's like the start of it. And he gets brought back as a dog. Either he gets brought back as a dog or turns into a dog. I guess he turns into it. I think he like pisses off some blind guy who turns out to have magic
Gypsy.
Powers. Yeah. And turns him into a dog. And the whole thing was like he has to do 100 good deeds and then he'll get to turn back into a person. And basically every episode was like one good deed. He was a pretty shitty person.
Did it get canceled, like, after two?
It got canceled after, I think, like, two seasons. I think the last episode, they just, like, they just time-skipped it to, like, oh, we finished 88 through 1 in this episode.
And
we
saved 25 orphans, so.
Yeah, he really, that was double. And then it's a 3x multiplier, so he's got it now.
And he saved them, and he joined the Space Misfits or whatever. He's gone, goodbye.
Space Case. Space cases. No, I want to get back to Wild Thornberrys real quick. The dad, another character I feel you could cosplay.
Oh, he had like a really hoity-toity British, like,
nervous. Tim Curry.
Yeah, I remember. Like, oh, isn't that splendid? Like, I must say.
Smashing.
Like, obviously, like, they had to get him a wife on the show. Or yeah, parents would have been like, why do you have this queer, like, touring the world, dragging his poor daughters around?
Did he steal these girls?
What's he, like, butt-fucking young African boys as he trumps through the wilderness? I must say.
There's a legendary giant-nosed crocodile. Christopher, what do you think about these crocodiles? Those crocodiles are huge!
So loud and gross.
This is a story. One time I was watching Wild Thornberrys made a comment about a crocodile's nose and then just cut the loudest part out of it mid-sentence.
It even seemed like it slipped out. I can't imagine you would have done that mid-sentence.
No, I definitely would have.
Intentionally.
Timed. I mean, it was certainly brilliant timing, but I definitely wouldn't have done it intentionally.
Like, you definitely saved that for the period on your sentence. Yes. Not the comma.
Those crocodiles have huge noses. It's like people's hair getting blown back.
I feel like you started trying to talk like in the middle of it and you're like, I guess it's not happening.
Yeah. Oh, look what's coming out. Well, let's finish this thought though first. Everyone needs to know these crocodiles have big noses.
Oh, it's so heinous.
Like, he needs to know. Well, we don't have Sean here anymore for anyone curious. He's not quietly sitting in the background. He has gone back to Jersey.
5 podcasts was enough for Sean.
Yeah. He's gone back to Jersey now. His
girlfriend. She's gonna be so
But at this point, we're coming up on the Halloween season. I wanted to ask you an important question, brother. Do you believe in ghosts?
I mean, I believe in God, so it'd be kind of shitty to be like, no, that's crazy.
Is it? I definitely feel, because I'm the inverse. I don't believe in God. I don't believe in an afterlife, so I can't, like, logically, I'm like, I can't then also believe in ghosts. But I feel like you could believe in a God in heaven and be like, no, there's just no thing that, like, a person's emotional energy stays in the world afterwards.
I don't want to say never.
And, like, throws books at them.
But if they had a contest for, like, here's $10,000 to stay in this, like, haunted insane asylum for a night, I'd be, like, done and done.
Well, you would?
Yeah. Because I think the odds of me running into a ghost are infinitesimally low.
Really? That's a bull.
I'm not saying there's not any ghosts, but I would highly doubt I'll run into one. You wouldn't take that?
Here's the thing.
You big, fat, non-believing...
I don't believe in
ghosts. Anti-God motherfucker. You're like, oh, ghosties!
I don't believe in ghosts, but it's... Because, I don't believe in God, so it's like the same sort of thing. But unlike, you know, other paranormal shit, like, yeah, Wolfman. Like, if someone asked me if I believe in vampires, I'd be like, what are you, a fucking child? No, I don't believe in vampires. But I know a lot of people who I respect, like...
Black.
no black guys. No, by a friend, former actor, duty marine. The guy was been in war, and he talks about how he's like, yeah, my grandma's house is like haunted. It's, you know, like people walking at night. It looks like people staring at you through the mirrors when you look at them. Like it's actually haunted. I'm like, this is a person whose opinion I trust. If all of these, it's the one thing. Like anything else, like Sasquatch, like nobody fucking believes any pictures of that are just bullshit.
Yeah.
But there's enough people out there like, nah, my house is really haunted. I'm like, do I? I don't believe in it, but I know it's going to be the thing that gets me. I'm going to like walk into a haunted house and be like, nothing's going to get me here. And I'm going to make a quick $1,000. And then immediately like a grand piano just falls on me. Like,
I don't know if that's a ghost. It could just be someone trying to get out of paying you. No, if someone tells you like, no, oh, you know, my aunt's house is haunted. For me, that's like, starting a conversation with like, you know, 9/11 was all orchestrated by the government. Like, I dismiss him immediately and I want no part of that conversation because I know it's just going to be, unless she's super hot, it's just going to be crazy nonsense for 10 minutes.
It depends on what level of like the haunting is too, because I feel like there's some people who are like, no, there's definitely like weird stuff going on in the house. But then there's some people who are like, no, I have been attacked by ghosts in my sleep.
Oh,
or something.
Yeah, that's
like,
what are you talking about?
I'm like, wait, what's this now?
I can see someone like, yeah, I see a shadow every now and then through the one mirror. Like, okay, whatever. That can happen. Stolen for Angelica's theme.
No, I couldn't find it, unfortunately. But I want to look up the most haunted places. While I'm doing that, there's one place...
Isn't the Amityville house still around?
Amityville, yeah.
I don't think they tore that down. Where's that, New Jersey?
Oh, that was PA. Somewhere in PA, wasn't it? Amityville, PA? It's
somewhere in the tri-state area, definitely.
Let me look up that at the same time. But there's one place... There's a... I don't know what it's called. It's basically like a baby doll farm. It's creepy as shit. It's this dude who just, like, collects baby dolls and just hangs them around his giant farm. And it's mostly, like, decapitated heads or, like, dingy look. Like, the baby from fucking Toy Story in Sid's room.
Oh, yeah.
Just imagine an entire farm just with like, all of them hanging
I have to tape the eyelids open so they stare.
It... Like, would you stay at a place like that? Like, maybe there's no story at all about ghosts, but just the unnervingness of staying in a place that's just full of baby doll heads and baby dolls just staring at you the entire way through.
Two questions. Is he staying there, too?
In a different room.
How big of a house is this?
Bigger than ours. Let's say 3 stories. Two in a basement.
It's going to be okay with me just saying, leave me alone and...
yeah, but every room in the house is gonna have the baby doll heads too.
Yeah, I can deal with that. Wait, I didn't ask for how much. You're like $8, yeah, $7.
I'm like $20.
It's gonna cost me that in gas.
let's see. Amityville, location, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. That place, that might be too much for me. Like, baby doll heads hanging everywhere.
I guess it's definitely weird. It'd be hard sleeping knowing that person's around somewhere.
Suffolk County, New York.
Okay. So not far.
Yeah.
Depending on where in New York.
All right. 21 most haunted places in the world. Eastern State Penitentiary, Pennsylvania.
Outside of Philly. Yeah, I've heard that. I know a bunch of my friends. Like, I could not have less fun than going to one of those things. Could you?
Do they actually go to it?
Yeah. They do tours and stuff. And this is like their jam-packed season right now.
Oh, yeah. I imagine it's just pounded with it all the
time. But I think all year people go to that. Maybe not the winter.
I'd go for it. I think I'd do one of these things on like a dare, but I don't think I'd do one of it for fun. Like, I don't think I'd be like, ooh, the fun of maybe getting scared by a ghost. I'd be like, $100, and I'll prove you fucking weak, you crazy people wrong.
It's a lot of work, though. You got to get to Philly and... I mean, we have one down the street. We've never gone to it.
That's an asylum run. There's no ghosts there. They just have a lot of bullshit farmland, so they put up a barn.
Well, I'm saying, if you wanted a haunted house experience, there's one right down the street that we never go to.
Dark figure occasionally seen the guard tower. Evil cackling heard from cell block 12. Ghostly faces witnessed in cell block 4. Let's see. Something in Kentucky, the Waverly Hills Sanatorium.
I mean, the only reason...
Monte Cristo Homestead.
They're still there is they make some money with tourism, or else a Walmart would have torn it down, built it on there. And then what? If there were really ghosts there, wouldn't the Walmart be haunted then? Walmart be double haunted?
Like, oh, you not only did you know the ghosts from the last one inherited, you really pissed them off too, so they brought friends. I don't know. It's one of those things. I tell myself every time, like, no, I definitely don't believe in ghosts, but it's the one thing I'm like, so many people just claim it's, like, true that it's... I'm not quite to the point where I can completely refute it.
I never saw it.
Penn and Teller would be very disappointed in me at this point.
Do you ever remember William Shatner used to have a show? It was really... It was a love seat, but it twisted... So I'd sit here, and you'd be sitting, like, right here, but facing this way. Mm-hmm. And they'd have celebrities on. They were usually, like, people kind of past their prime. Like, I think Cyndi Lauper did an episode where they just talk about, like, all the haunted houses they've grown up in and, like, all their ghost experiences. And I forget, someone's like, oh, it's just a show where celebrities lose all their credibility.
Oh, here it is. The Island of Dolls in Chocomilco, Mexico. Okay, located on Lake Sulio.
Oh, it's in Mexico? That's a whole different...
The Island de la Muñecas.
It's an island, too? Yeah, there's definitely a bunch of things
you left. One of the strangest haunted locations. In the 1950s, a man named Julian Santon Barrera moved to the island. Julian was aware of the dark history of the area when he moved there and became a recluse. Legend says that 3 young girls were playing near the water in the 1920s when one of the girls fell in and drowned in the waters. Locals believe that ever since her death, the young girl's spirit has been unable to leave the island. Julian claimed that as soon as he moved to the island, a little girl began speaking to him. The little girl told him how she died and how she was trapped on the island. He began to get dolls for this little girl after selling off fruit and vegetables he had grown on the island so he could buy old dolls with her to play with. Julian later told his nephew that it was becoming more difficult to appease the young girl's thirst for these dolls, with them seemingly worried that she wanted him to join her in her watery grave.
Could you imagine being his nephew and like those are the emails you get?
You're like, man, I'll take 1,000 Uncle Joe Salsa emails. Oh, he never tells me about this child ghost that isn't getting enough dolls and may kill him.
It's like every time I'm like, so how about the Mets? And he's like, yeah, you know, it's an okay season. But anyway, the dolls.
Anyway, this girl is hungering for dolls, and I'm 90% certain she's going to try to kill me if I don't get them. So if you find any dolls you don't need, just send them my way. Yeah, it doesn't matter if they're broken skulls, leaking, maybe abused, covered in semen stains. It's fine. She takes them all.
There's a bunch of things you left off of this.
I had never seen the full story. I'd always ever just saw like a picture, like creepiest locations.
If you added the words Mexican and or island, it's like, nope, done.
The same day he had this discussion, his nephew was returning to the island when he found his uncle face down in the canal. His body was in the same spot where the girl had apparently drowned 70 years before. Today, tourists of the islands often speak of the dolls' eyes following them. Others have reported that the mutilated dolls whisper to them, especially at night. Julian's ghost is said to remain on the island as well as the young girls. So, situation has changed. $10,000, do you spend a week on the island?
No.
Is it the Mexican?
Well, is this guy dead?
Yes. I mean, yeah, the dude drowned.
$10,000, yeah, I'd give it a shot.
$10,000?
I mean, like, do I have a phone at least, just in case? Like...
Don't you want to risk them destroying your phone, though, too? With their ghost energies?
I mean, if I'm dead, I don't really care if my phone... Like, I'm not leaving you my phone. So you can be like, call people like, hey, I'm gay! Oh, wait, this is my phone.
Oh, no.
Again!
I've called all of my bosses in this. What an idiot, I bet. Yeah, you can bring your phone.
Yeah, I'd probably do it. You?
A week on that, I don't think so.
I mean, even if
like in his house, they're like, no, he has internet and, you know, television. You don't have to even go out into the island full of the hanging dolls all that much. You'd be like, nah, that's still just unnerving.
Yeah, just leave me there with some vodka and a couple of DiGiorno pizzas.
Oh, you want to get drunk while this is happening?
I don't really want it. You want to sit there sober for a week?
I don't know. I feel like the moment I'm drunk, the first like sound I hear is just going to provoke like a chain reaction of paranoia.
I mean, I'm going to need booze or Netflix. I'd prefer both, but if I'm only getting one, it's got to be one or the other.
If it is booze or Netflix.
Probably Netflix. Booze seems very short-sighted.
Yeah, it's like, what do? You're just going to drink alone quietly?
I know. And then it's like, oh, we're not giving you chasers. Like, oh, was I just going to sit here and drink this? Why did I pick Vladimir?
Why didn't they pick something at least with flavor to it? First night you're in the house, going to bed. You fart. It's stinky. You try to tell
someone else poops my pants. Like, what the...
You try to tell the ghost, like, what did I have today? Apples, bananas, strawberries. It must be all that fruit mixture I made. They're like, we saw you eat a steak out of the garbage. I know. First night you're there, you're laying in bed, you hear a little girl laugh. You think you hear a little girl laugh. Do you immediately shit yourself and run out of the house at that point? Like, let's say in the basement there's a panic room button. Like, you slam it and... Like the
house has working lights and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll assume this isn't like a fucking, like, the hills have eyes. Like, it's just some shack in the middle of nowhere. Like, we'll assume it's like a house with at least a modicum amount of necessities and standard infrastructure put into it.
No, not initially. Because I feel like, I bet this is a popular tourist place. I could probably write that off as, like, some fucking kids.
So you, like, you open up the window. You're like, hey, you kids, I'm trying to make money over here.
Yeah, I feel like that's
back
just...
to watch Frasier.
Because I'm going to open the window and it's like a skeleton girl, like, sitting there laughing or playing jump rope by herself. Or best case scenario, it's just going to get those kids riled up and they're going to keep doing it anyway.
So you just quietly ignore it the whole time.
Yeah.
All right, you hear the laugh, look out the window. If there, not a skeleton girl, but there is a little girl out there. And she has a doll staring at the window.
Mm-hmm.
Again, do you hit the panic button or
Skeleton girl or not a skeleton?
Not a skeleton girl. It's a little girl.
Looks like she could. She's probably alive.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, she definitely looks like she's like 8 years old. Mexican.
I'm shutting
girl.
The blinds, definitely, and this is. And I'm blasting like the gayest thing on my iPod. Like girls just want to have fun, just to try and come on, happy times.
The BioShock steampunk version. Carnival, the carnival remix.
No way, this will get creepy.
If that's the soundtrack you get killed to, oh my
it's
god.
Pretty bad. Yeah.
That's pretty rough. I definitely like, oh, I'll go to Metallica song, not this. Because if there is a hell, that's definitely going to be what plays the entire way through. I don't know. I don't know if I could do a week on that. Especially if I'm the only one in that house. I go crazy just from that.
I feel like if there were ghosts, wouldn't all of us be haunted constantly by Native American spirits?
I mean, there's so many questions of it, of like, what actually quantifies? Because I feel like a lot of the time, like, yeah, my house is haunted by my uncle. Like, oh, what horrible experience did he have that brought him there? Hey, I never got to see the Mets win a World Series.
Why would he hang out for that?
He stayed around, like, that anger was enough for him to haunt your house? But they can't all be crazy, right? Because there's so many people who will attest that not only are ghosts real, but they've had encounters with it. And people who I'm like, I respect you intellectually. And I'm like, you can't all be like just insane.
Jimmy Carter.
Yeah. I'm like, come on. Obama. Why is the White House on here,
though? Oh, that'd be sweet. Just like vote him out immediately. Like, can we just have a quick impeachment? But black people believe in ghosts. Like, it's got to be in the 90 percentile of like black people believe in ghosts.
90% total, you think, believe in ghosts?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Huh. What brings you to that conclusion?
I don't know. I just think they're... First of all, I think they're much more of them are raised to continue. Like, if you put, like, white dudes versus black guys, the ones that believe in God, I bet there's more black guys that... Even if they don't go to church.
So you think it's just a thing that just religious guys in general will believe in it more?
Yeah, and just...
Or you just like, it's going to be really funny to hear a bunch of black people being like, oh lord, and a ghost did be coming.
Like, I bet if you ran down a list, there'd be like, I'd say less than 1% of white people believe in leprechauns. I bet you, it's probably not double digits, but I bet you it's like 7 or 8% of black people believe leprechauns are real.
What? 7 or 8% of black people you think believe at leprechauns?
7 to 8%, not 78. 7 to 8.
7 to 8, period. It's still ridiculous. Of adult males.
Our two black fans, please, let us know.
I mean, they just stopped. They're like, I can't believe. I mean, I was willing to take the racist impersonation and Christopher calling us monkeys a couple episodes ago. But... That's
terrible Terrence Howard impression.
Oh, it's me, Terrence Howard. Are you guys going to be watching Empire tonight?
I'm going to leave the shit out of leprechauns.
By the way, have you heard of teriology?
No.
So apparently, I never realized how crazy Terrence Howard is. He has reinvented math because he thinks the old version doesn't exist. He calls it teriology, which doesn't make sense. I assumed like ology is like a religion or like a...
Him getting left out of Iron Man 2 starts to make a lot more sense.
Starting to make a lot more. Because apparently his logic was like... If you tell a child 2 times 2 is 4 makes sense to them, but then we tell them that 1 times 1 is still 1, shouldn't it be 2? Like, that's like the logic this entire bullshit is based off of. He did an interview with Rolling Stones, and I'm trying to like pull up like some of his statistics.
Do you see where I'm getting at with the leprechauns? And I bet if you sat a dude down like that and were like, unicorns, what do you think? He's like, it's possible.
Oh, let me see here. Teriology.
Like, the Bigfoot and Loch Ness, I never got, like, why people, like, how would it still be alive? When there had to be a bunch of them reproducing? Or do you think one, like, Loch Ness, one, yes, it's possible a dinosaur could have survived the Ice Age. It'd be a couple million years old by this point.
Yeah, like maybe something survived it, but even if anything still was existing at this point, it would, you know, be something that has just evolved from that dinosaur and maybe has some of the properties still. But it's still like, no, there's nothing in there. I think they've looked in the lake and there's like, there's nothing in there. People still fight that. Those people are crazy.
Yeah.
But ghost people, I'm still like, there's too many people I know have true, like, what they call true ghost stories. People were like, I didn't believe in ghosts, and then an incident came at me, and I was, now I don't know. Like, that's the stuff where I'm like, ooh, that's tougher for me to, like, immediately just call you crazy and be done with it.
I did it, that Jenna girl I used to hang out with a lot. I did a couple scenarios with her. She's like, I absolutely, like, if I even heard a whisper that some, like, a place was haunted, I wouldn't live there for any amount of money. I was like, okay, what if it's like $1 million, you live in an apartment, and like once a month, at a get whatever random time, the microwave just like screams for like 2 seconds. It's like,
screams?
And she's like, absolutely not. I was like, it's a great apartment. You live there for free. The microwave doesn't try and kill you or anything. If you have something in the microwave, it's going to spit it out when it screams, but so don't stand right in front of it.
I'm like, it's like, is it like a period where like it's a cycle I can at least predict it?
Or no, just it'll be random.
Okay.
Like, I mean, it might be like, ah, and then 2 seconds later, ah, and then it's like, okay, I'm good for 60 days then.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I definitely would do that.
She's like, absolutely not.
It depends. I mean, I'm doing it regardless. I'm certainly hoping it's that scream and not like some blood curdling scream. So like my neighbor's like, are you still living in this haunted apartment? Unplug the microwave. Oh my God. It's too much.
You want to hear something really scary? It's never plugged in.
Oh my God. It still makes good Hot Pockets.
Though. Yeah. That seems fun. It's a green light, which is kind of cool.
I just want to get this.
Every now and then it's like, do, 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 do. It's magic. Magic. Do, 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 do. From Ghostbusters.
I'm like, that's pretty cool.
I do, just real quick, sometimes when I do go to museum, I just from Ghostbusters 2, I do get, like, a little bit of a chill where, for a split second, I think a painting's, like, watching me. Like, that scene where, like, you see his head jutting out of the painting.
If I got it for you, would you have that giant Vigo
Vigo the Carpathian?
Like, wall to wall in front of your bed looking down on you?
No. I'd put it down here, though. Like, right there against the wall. I think it'd be kind of cool. I definitely would not want to have to watch him staring at me sleeping.
I've seen people get that as like posters to hang in people's rooms. I'm like, that would be unnerving but pretty sweet at the same time.
Especially like if you can rig it that sometimes, because you know most of the time it was regular painting, but then sometimes at night you'd be able to see like the river of ooze under him instead. Like it changes at night.
Oh yeah, like a flash or something like that. This is Terrence Howard talking about. Is this is the last century that our children will ever be, will ever have been taught that 1 times 1 is 1. He says they won't have to grow up in ignorance. 20 years from now, they'll know that 1 times 1 equals 2. We're about to show a new truth, the true universal math, and the proof is in the pieces. I've created the pieces that make up the motion of the universe. We work on them about 17 hours a day. She cuts and puts on the crystals. I do the main work of soldering together. They tell the truth from within.
That's crazy. No, I've never...
At this point, I
kind of like Terrence Howard,
too. Do you just write him off completely? Now you're like, this is insane. Like, unless this is, like, an Andy Kaufman-esque genius, crazy, like, act he's putting on, you definitely have to be like, I didn't think Terrence Howard was this insane, but clearly he is.
Yeah, it would definitely make me think twice about, like, rooming with him or something.
Oh,
definitely not splitting a pizza with him.
We were gonna share time on the island of dolls.
You want to split a pizza? I'll take 1 times 7, which is 32 slices.
And you pay the rest, bitch.
Remember the tips, 15%. I was like, well, Terrence math, it's only 1%. No, you pay 15, you cheap shit. This is my house. Not gonna make me look bad.
You're not gonna make me look bad to the pizza man.
Like 15% for a multimillionaire still looks pretty bad. I'll be honest with you.
You ordered 6 pizzas. You could definitely tip more than $3. It's really, you should go at least $1 or $2.
It says 20% minimum for 5 pizzas or more. Now I gotta argue this guy that I'm only giving him 15%.
I mean, at that point, gratuity should just be added to the check, but still.
I promise you, they're not going to let you pay cash again.
You're definitely not going to be able to come up with, oh, I said I was paying with a card. Didn't you get that message? I'll run it back. No tip for you either. Terrence, I'm going to have to get that pizza, too. He's going to spit on both of our
My
sides.
Name's Michael Arios. No, it's not.
Don't listen to Terrence Howard. He's crazy.
Watch out for the doll heads on your way out.
You need to stop there.
No, we can do 10 more minutes.
Okay. All right. Well, good then. Good. Yeah, I know. I heard about this, and...
It's pretty insane. That is shocking.
Like, first and foremost, that he can, like, candidly sit down and talk to somebody about this, too. Like, oh, yes.
It almost sounds like some kind of Scientology stuff.
Yeah, almost. Like, because it's very much like I'm putting the pieces together for a new universe. But, like, just the fact that he's at an interview, he sits down, like, folds his hands over his lap, and he's just like...
With glasses. I bet he has glasses on for
it. I bet you've always been wondering, why does 1 times 1 not equal 1? No, I've never wondered that for any reason, because I know that multiplication is just an expedited version of addition. So 1 times 1 is essentially just saying 1 plus nothing else, because that's all I'm looking into. He's like, no, you're crazy. And let me tell you about the truth of Terra Math. I really want him to be able to succeed in teriology and apply it to his life and just watch how everything crumbles around him.
Can't you just say multiplication is just substituting of? Like, 1 of 1 would be 1. 1 of 6. Or 6 of 1 would be 6. You know what? Forget it. Let's just pretend like I didn't say
that. I'm like, this has been very teriology. Now, the way I've heard is that multiplication is just a faster way of doing addition.
Yeah.
Because if you're saying 6 times 2 is something, you're basically saying 6 plus 6 equals. And it's just a faster way to do it. So, I mean, I just find it baffling that he can, like, seriously sit down and interview. And the person interviewing him, like, it's a written interview, but, like, there isn't just Snickers written into the, like, article itself. And then he told me, this is the last year our children will live in ignorance. That 1 times 1 equals 1.
Oh, I bet he shows up with an entourage of, like, 300-pound dudes behind him. You don't... I'm sure,
with professor caps on.
Or, like, star hoods or, like, something weird.
Lightsabers.
Tiny pyramids on their head. Working lightsabers, like, oh, that is terrifying. I mean, they haven't had any of the Jedi training,
but he
still can shove it right up my ass.
I clearly don't know math. Yeah, no, I saw that. It was pretty crazy. Yeah, I'm shocked that it doesn't lead the article, because it's, like, called, like, Terrence Howard, A Dangerous Mind, and, like, talks about, like, his life, but it just the fact that, like, hidden within it's like, oh, he invented a new form of math doesn't lead the article. Yeah. I'm like, I would be selling that much harder in fucking Rolling Stone.
Yeah, that's beyond crazy. I don't even...
I can't even fathom it. Then, of course, Super Larry's Buzz got to get a little Marvel news. There was a rumor that came out earlier today that the rights to Fantastic Four had reverted back to Marvel. It's being very quickly refuted and denied, but it's one of those...
Well, Fantastic... I don't think... Was it Fox? Is that who owns Fantastic Four?
Yeah, Fantastic Four is owned by
Fox. I don't think they've officially said there's not going to be a sequel yet, have they?
Not yet. Last they said they
probably
like,
really...
yeah, we're definitely gonna do a sequel. But I mean, so did Sony, where they're like, yeah, there's definitely gonna be an amazing Spider-Man 3 and a Sinister Six movie, and maybe a Black Cat movie, who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, technically they still could do all of them. But
there's no way they're getting that sweetheart deal that Sony got for Spider-Man from Disney. They're like, no, give us the whole piece of shit, lock, stock, and barrel.
But I guess the reason that the rumors even started is because Fox has put in, like, 2 pilots for, X-Men shows. And they're like, well, they don't have the rights to do X-Men television. Like,
oh,
that's
still
with Marvel. Supposedly now.
Oh, that's right, because all the cartoons did have, like, Wolverine or somebody in them.
Yeah. And that's something that I guess they never... they only gave the movie rights to them. Like, that's why there hasn't been a Spider-Man TV, like, a live-action TV show or anything like that. Like, Marvel still owns all that. So, it's interesting in that regard. Both Marvel and 20th Century Fox are denying the rumor, but it's one of those things you're like, I wonder if this is, like, the foundation being laid right now. Like, this is where the smoke starts beginning, because there are rumors that Sony had sold off Spider-Man, like, way before that deal actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this is the start of the deal finally coming down. Fantastic Four comes back to the Marvel Universe, which I don't give a flying fuck about. Fantastic Four's villains come back to the Marvel Universe.
Finally, you'll get your Mole Man movie.
Oh, I've been waiting for it forever.
For too long.
Too long has it been eluding me.
And Galactus and Doctor Doom.
Yeah, and Annihilix, something like that. Who knows?
Finally throw some decent villains and to Avengers 2 or Avengers 3.
And they announced the Ant-Man and the Wasp movie. Ant-Man's getting a sequel called Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Hooray.
Now, you haven't seen Ant-Man yet. It's not out, but...
No, but I mean, like, everyone I've seen that's seen it, it's like, it's okay.
Yeah, it's perfectly good.
I mean, is anyone really drooling that hard for a sequel?
I mean, I'm excited. I mean, I think I wasn't crazy about the first Thor, and I'm glad the Thor movies got sequels.
And how many smart aleck quipsters are now going to be in Avengers 3
at this point? Well, it probably shouldn't be as many.
Like, Black Panther can't be like a smart aleck quipster.
Well, Joss Whedon's known for kind of being almost like, what's his name from Newsroom? Aaron Sorkin, where he kind of writes all of his characters to be like that. The Russos weren't exactly like that with Winter Soldier, and they're the ones doing the next Avengers, so okay. I imagine probably less, like, wacky quipsters all over the place. Yeah. Cap maybe not coming in with so many, like, and, oh, my mouth.
Language! And then, like, halfway in the movie, he's like, shit!
No, fuck balls!
Doesn't he does curse at one point in the movie, like, god damn it, Thanos!
You bitch!
Fucking Ultron, the bane of my existence. Like, he's not the bane of anyone's existence. The
bane of good taste, maybe.
The bane of this movie. I'm a poopy villain!
And to that point, have you seen the trailer for, or not trailer, but the teaser for Jessica Jones yet?
No.
All right, well, let's play this real quick.
It's got to be super quick.
It's less than a minute long.
You big oons.
Yeah, so the Purple Man's a kid, the villain in it. David Tennant from Doctor Who is going to be playing him. The way they're referring to it, like they're like, yeah, he's going to be a multi-layered character. But unlike Kingpin, he is still going to be pretty, like even more than Kingpin, he's the pretty sadistic fuck. But they'll be going by his real name because, like, yeah, Purple Man's not going to sell so hard, so we're going to use his real name, which is Zebediah Kilgrave, which sounds a lot cooler, probably, than the Purple Man.
What is he, a CEO? Or is he a politician?
I don't think he has any job. I think he just uses his power to basically get all the resources he needs to live. And then he
manipulates people's emotions, right?
He can control people with pheromones that he emits around him, essentially. So just being in contact with him kind of starts manipulating.
He'll have to wear like a purple tie or something, right?
Yeah, they've shown pictures of him, of David Tennant in it, and it's like, I don't think it's a purple suit, but it's definitely like a suit with like purple shirt underneath it and a purple tie or something like that. They'll they'll get the aesthetic in there. But yeah, no, that comes out next month. So I imagine a trailer for it should be dropping pretty soon. With a trailer for
I feel like Iron Fist or
no, that who cares?
I like how that's the line you draw. You're somehow mustering up enough to give a shit about Jessica Jones.
It looks cool. No, I meant Civil War. I think a trailer for that should be coming out.
Oh, sweet.
Soon. Probably like within the next month or so. 2 months.
I'm honestly looking forward to that more than I am the next Avengers.
Are you looking forward to that more than Batman vs. Superman? Because those are the two coming out within 2 months of each other. Batman vs. Superman comes out in March and then Caps in
very hard to compare. Because I already know, unless they seriously drop the ball, I already know Civil War is going to be great. Because, you know, the Winter Soldier was amazing.
Russo's back behind the wheel. Captain America again.
I love, even though I didn't read that comic, you know, I love that storyline. So, and they've been setting those steps up pretty well. So I'm like, that's going to be almost like a lock. That's going to be at least a pretty good movie. Mm-hmm. Batman vs. Superman, still very much the unknown quantity. Like, I liked the trailer that I saw outside of Lex Luthor, but, you know, it was just
the
one...
Coats are coming! Like, it might as well be Edwin.
It was just one line. Yeah, that was the only thing you got out of him, but it's like...
The red capes are coming, I guess.
But, you know...
How disappointed would you be? You go to see Batman vs. Superman, you get in there, and... Jesse Eisenberg's Lex Luthor is like wacky, like he's like Ultron.
Oh, that would suck.
Like he's just like Superman. I'm here, Batman. Kapow! And he hits him like a big boxing glove on a spring, like a blammo.
He's got like a button that he pushes in his hand that makes his wig flip. Like that'd be super disappointing. But I mean, the even if he sucks, it's still, you know, Batman versus Superman will be great. Like it's hard to imagine that's not good. You only hope Superman puts some serious effort into taking the fight outside of a major city this time.
He's like, let me take it, Batman, to this orphanage.
I mean, that one scene they show of like Batman like propelling off a building just as Superman blows it away with his rays or someone's rays. I mean, you hope it's either Superman being possessed and doesn't realize he's blasting out a crowded apartment building or maybe Zod brought back. I don't know. Zod, can you imagine they brought Zod... Michael Shannon back just to lie there for that one scene?
I mean, it's possible. I mean, not for nothing. What else is he doing?
I mean, Kevin Smith had the theory that they're going to make him into Doomsday.
I think they had the idea they were going to make him into Bizarro.
Oh, that would be kind of weird. That'd be really...
Goodbye, bad bye, Superman.
No, you've got 50 villains. You got to Bizarro in the second one?
Yeah, Toymaker will be our trilogy topper. Toymaker!
Well, I'm okay with that.
Oh, that character blows.
I might be thinking Dollmaker. What's the one that's just a guy with a doll? Fake doll.
Yeah, that's the one who I'm like, this character blows. Why is he listed as a Superman villain? This makes no sense.
Yeah, when you see like the round table of like Darkseid.
Darkseid, Metallo, Doomsday, Lex Luthor, and Dollman. Like, what the fuck?
Like,
what? Vendetta.
Darkseid's people didn't put that much effort into, like, they clearly just Googled him. Like, yeah, that's fine.
It's clearly like, who put you in this pantheon, this rogues gallery of Superman villains?
Darkseid's like,
wait. Are you sure he didn't go to, maybe meant to do Superwoman's page or something?
Darkseid's like, wait for it. Who let you in?
Superboy? Yeah. Maybe Crypto the Superdog? Maybe you're one of his antagonists?
Like, I feel like there was a cat that was kind of strong.
Streaky or something?
Yeah. All right, we gotta cut this one short, but we'll have a good one coming up. Hopefully next week, if not the week after, definitely.
And we should have an episode coming up soon that might have some more special guests.
Oh, I can't wait for that. Yeah, I should be done working, so I can definitely schedule that.
Kablamo.
Kaboosh. Hoot, 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 hoot.